Okay, let's get started with Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Ches. Kuf Nun Ches, I'm an Aleph, we're at the Mishnah. And today's shiur is sponsored for the yard site in memory of Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen. Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for their sponsorship, sponsoring today's Daf and tomorrow's Daf. Okay, we're in the Mishnah. Nafal Abayis Alav Alishto. So we continue today talking about issues of Yerusha, and the last couple of Mishnayos of this Perek discuss cases of Suffolk Yerusha. We're not sure exactly who is supposed to get the Yerusha. Yesterday, the Daf started, and the last couple of Mishnayos are about this. Yesterday, we had the Suffolk of a person and their father. Nafal Abayis Alav Va'al Aviv, or Alav Va'al Morishav. So that was that Suffolk. And today's Suffolk is Nafal Abayis Alav Va'al Ishto. If a man and his wife are in the house together, and the question is, who's going to get the Yerusha? As we mentioned a number of times already over the past couple of prakim, but just to review again for a moment, because we have some space today, the mitzvah of Yerusha. The mitzvah of Yerusha is a mitzvah that is not a mitzvah that we do actively. It's a mitzvah that the mitzvah is just not to prevent it. It's a mitzvah that one does after one dies, or at the moment that one dies, or the second before one dies, however one formulates it. But it's not an active mitzvah. The Sefer HaChinuch explains in Mitzvah Tav, in the 400th mitzvah in the Sefer HaChinuch's counting. Let's review that again. The Mitzvah Tav says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenitz Tavinu B'dinei Nachlus. We are commanded about Yerusha, as again, all of these dafer are about. This is the major Yerusha discussion in Shas, right here, the 8th and the 9th parak. Klomar, Shemitzvah Aleinu La'asos V'Ladun B'inyin HaNachla Asher Dona Torah Aleha. It's a mitzvah for us to act and to decide regarding Nachla. Maybe it's even a mitzvah upon Bezdin, on the people who are going to be involved in the estate, to give it out to the proper recipients. Says the Chinuch, V'al Tachshov, don't think, She'imri Bazeh, Shehamitzvah Hi, She'naaseh B'inyin HaNachla, Kasher Dona HaTorah Aleha. Don't think that the mitzvah is, as the Torah describes, She'eretz Elomar, She'ha'adam Mitzuva Mehakel, La'seis Ma She'yesh L'yarsho Al-Kalpanim. There's no mitzvah before a person dies to give away his possessions to the people who are supposed to get it from him. That's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah to actively fulfill. Ki akel baruch hu lo ratza lahotzi nichsei ha'adam merishuso shalalasa lev kol chefso bishvil yersho. Hashem doesn't want us to be forced to give up our possessions, to give it even to the people who are going to get it later, kol onish masobo, as long as the person's alive. Kemoshe yachshvu chachmei ha'umos, like some of the other nations, the wise people of the other nations might believe. That's not what the mitzvah is. The Torah is not commanding us to make sure to give it. Aval hodienu, shezchus hayorish kashur b'nechse marisho. But the Torah is letting us know that the schus of those who will get it are yarshim, as we spoke about earlier in the eighth parak, the order of Yerusha as it's supposed to go. The Yarshim are kashur to the Morish. Ubehistalek koach ha-morish man ha-chasim b'moso. And at the moment, ubehistalek, at the moment that the Morish's neshama leaves, at the moment the ptira, miyad nofil aleim z'chus ha-yorish. It's as if, and we discussed this then in terms of Lamdis, it's as if the assets aren't really moving, but it's the Yorish going into the shoes of the Morish. The one who is going to get the possessions goes into their shoes. It's not even passed. It's not even given. Ki'inyin ishtal shalus hayitziros sheratza yotze baruchu ze'achar zemi b'lei hefzik. Hashem wanted the property to stay within the family. And Chazal call this, as he says, in the language of mishmush. So it's more of a mitzvah not to do something to prevent the natural progression of events to occur, even though the mitzvah is formulated in terms of passing it. Right, the language of the pasuk is ish yamis uven ein lo v'ha'avartem. You shall pass. But it doesn't really mean you shall pass actively. It just means don't prevent it. As we learned earlier, a person shouldn't prevent Yerusha from taking place, giving away all of his possessions beforehand on purpose. A person is allowed to buy and sell and do whatever they want, and a person should leave something. Somebody actively tries to not do that, so that would be the a problem. The Chiddush continues a couple of paragraphs later. I don't remember if we read this then. Misharshi HaMitzvah, maybe we read this on Kufches, the beginning of the previous parak of Yishtoch Libo. I'll read it again. Misharshi HaMitzvah, the message of this mitzvah, as today's daf, it's a suffix. We're not even sure exactly who is supposed to get the Yerusha. So, and it's a Safik Daraisa. And it's a Safik Mamanis. Safik who's the Mochsak. Safik on a Daraisa level. We want to make sure that we fulfill this mitzvah properly as those who are in charge. Let's say we're the Bezdin. And we have a Safik about who died first. We have to try to make sure to do our best to fulfill the mitzvah, because if we don't, it's not only a question of gezel, of taking it from people who aren't supposed to have it, but it's a violation of not fulfilling the mitzvah of Yerusha. So it says the Sefer HaChinuch here, Bishar Shia Mitzvah, Kidei Sheyeda Ha'adam V'Yizbonein. A person should understand. Beforehand, we had how it works, and here is a little bit about why it works. Ki ha'olam biyad adon mashgiach al kol b'riyosav. The world is in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ubir tzono v'chefso atov zoche kol echad v'echad ibnei ha'olam b'chelek ha'dechasim shumasik bo'olamo. And it's Hashem's ratzon to give a little bit, to give something to each person. We are guardians. We are treasurers. Everything that we have, we're like the treasurer that we have the money for a certain amount of time, and we have to act properly with the money. If you act properly with the money, maybe Hashem will give us, make us a treasurer and even more money. Like the Gemara says in Tainus, Aser Bishvil Shet Titasher. Right? If we give away the proper tzedakah, then maybe we'll get more. Hashem will trust us with more. But that's the part of the message that we have to realize it's not ours. Umatanaso Baruch Hu Mivureches Shetimashech La'olam La'sheyitnenelo. Hashem wants the bracha to continue to those who we gave it to. Imlo Kimicheta Kadmoni Niklas Amisa Ba'olam. Look, a person can't have it forever because there's misa in the world. A person doesn't live forever. Right, that even if a person is perfect, right? Remember that Gemara? We had that back in the beginning of the Masechta, where the two places where that comes up in Shas, the four people that never sinned. The end of the first Perek, they only died because of the chait of the Nachash, right? The language of the Gemara. Dalid Mesu, remember, Arba, Yud Zayin Amon Aleph. Arba Mesu Be'ityo Shal Nachash, Ve'elohein Ben Yamin Ben Yaakov, Amram Avi Moshe, Yishai Avi David, Ve'kilav Ben David. Right? The four people who never sinned, but they died because of the Nachash. So says the Chinuch. There's a reality in the world of death because of the chait Nachash HaKadmoni. Umibnei Sila Gufo, Eino Bedin, Leos Hefzik, L'matanas HaKalam Uvarachas. Just because the person died doesn't mean that the bracha should stop. So that's why it continues to the yarshim, it continues to the child, it continues to the family. Aval tispashet me'eleha beguf ha'mishtal shel mimenu. Shezeo b'no obito, the son, the daughter, vimhu b'avono rachman al-tanav yad an-avid son, that it goes to any relative. Kizos ha'bracha shezacha bazeh. The Torah is very focused on continuing the chain of family, both in terms of assets, as we have here. We discussed yesterday a little bit, two days ago, the mitzvah of Yibum. Yibim also is all about Yakim al Shem Achiv Ames, right? Continuing the family name of the dead brother. So that is part of what the mitzvah of Yerusha is. And again, the Chinuch says at the end of the mitzvah, of mitzvah tes, how does one violate? How does one mevatel the mitzvah? Va'over al zeh vitziva bein bari bein shchiv meira shalo yirashenu haroy liyarsho. If somebody commands when he's healthy, right before he dies, I don't want Yerusha to take place. I don't want my Yerusha, my money going to the Yarshim. That's a bitul aseh. It's fascinating that it's a bitul aseh, even though it doesn't even work. A person could say that, but it's masna mashakasa batorah. It's going against what it says in the Torah, so it doesn't even work, but even trying to do that is a violation, is a bitul aseh. V'hu shetziva kein b'lashen Yerusha, says the Chinuch. If a person gives it away as a matana, that's fine. A person can give away all of his, Nachasim as a matana, that's not violating. Right, again, even though it doesn't work. Sometimes there are averis that don't work, sometimes there are averis that work, but it's still a violation. As the Gemara discusses elsewhere, if a kohen marries a grusha, that's an avera, right, if he lives with her and the marriage works. If a man tries to marry his sister, that's an avera, but it doesn't work. Chayve krisus, chayve lavin, as is discussed elsewhere. But the Chinuch also ends up and reminds us of the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban about Yerusha in general. How many mitzvahs there are of Yerusha, right? The Rambam counts one big mitzvah of Yerusha. The Ramban has a couple more. The Ramban says the Bechor mitzvos are extra mitzvos, right? The fact that a Bechor gets Pishnayim, the fact that somebody's not allowed to not give his Bechor Pishnayim, that is all the Shita of the Ramban. That's just all a little review of some of the issues that the Sefer HaChinuch brings up regarding Yerusha. Okay, now let's get back to our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Nafal Abayis Allah Va'alishto. So the house falls down, Rachman al-Islan, on a person and on his wife. And the Rashbam points out they have no children. right? If they have children, then the children are going to get all the Yerusha. But if they don't have any children, so there's a machlokas here. Why? There are relatives of the husband, there are relatives of the wife. The husband's relatives say, let's read the Mishnah, Yarshi HaBaal Amru Omrim, the husband's relatives say, Isha Mesa Rishona, the wife died first. Right, they're both dead. Rachman al-Islam now. We don't know who died first. So the husband's relatives say that the wife died first via chakach meisabal. And then the husband died. And therefore, as we've seen earlier, Baal yoresh es ishto. Right, the husband yarshins his wife. And therefore, they, the yershei habal, are the ones that are going to get the property. Let's say it's a big property and they, it's something very significant. So the yershei habal say that the baal died second. Yershei ha'isha omrim, the yershei of the wife says no. Let's say the wife has certain relatives. Baal meis rishon v'yachakach meisa isha. No. The husband died first and then the wife. And we're not talking, there's no such thing as the wife yarshing the husband, but in terms of everything that the wife has, it doesn't go to the husband. What about the properties that the wife has herself? So, the yarshim of the husband, of the wife say, no, that she died second, and therefore, we are the ones that get her properties. So what is the halacha here? Even before what we see the halacha is, where does this come up? L'maisa. Might this come up L'maisa? Does this have any ramifications L'maisa? So, it's not so common. But there are cases there. The Chashuk Yechemet here has a case. A case is Reuven has to travel somewhere. So what does he do? He has to go to Chutz La'aretz. So he tells, he sells his house and everything in his house to Shimon. Right, and says Reuven. Sorry, there's two here. That's the other one. Reuven nailas bofen pitomi lensol chutz laaretz l'riput achuf. He has to go, and quickly he sells his dira and all the furniture in it to Shimon. Shimon pays for it, and Reuven goes. Tuesday afternoon, after they did this somewhere else, Tuesday afternoon there's a couch that's delivered to Reuven's house. Why? Because he ordered it weeks ago, and the question is, was that included in the sale? There's a suffix A, whether it was delivered before the Mechira took place or not. So the question is that included in the Mechira? So that is the question that the Chashuk Yechemet discusses. So he said, well, it's a suffix. You don't know exactly what happened first. Did the sale happen first? Or did the, was the couch delivered first? Was it included in the sale? Or he says at the end here that even if, you might say in our case, it goes by when, it could be here that the question is, what was the das of Reuven? Was he including things that were going to come or not? Right? Even if when they're making the deal, he doesn't know whether it's going to be in the house or not. But it could be that it's not included. But it's somewhat ro'i and not muhsak. Either way, it comes up l'maisa in a case in our day and age. Either way, so here it is. So what's the halacha here? So the Yershei Habal want the property and the Yershei Ha'isha want the property. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Beishamai Omrim. Says Beishamai Yachloku. Beishamai says, we split all the properties. What properties are being discussed here? The Rishonim note that there are really three properties that are under discussion. Beis Hillel is going to talk about all three properties. But Beis Shammai just says, split all three. What are the three properties that are under discussion? Anything that the husband has from his own, that's not under discussion. That goes to the Yershei Habal, and they get everything. The Isha has no claims on that. But there are three properties that are somewhat connected to both of them. And that's what's under discussion here. Number one is the Ksuba. The Ksuba, right? We know that if the woman died first, then she does not get her ksuba. If the husband died first, then she does get her ksuba, right? Death or divorce, then the ksuba is payable. So that is question one. We don't know who died first. Who's going to get the money written in the ksuba? Number one. Then we have the two types of nechasim that the woman brings into the marriage. The nechsei tzon barzel and the nechsei malug. The nechsei tzon barzel are the properties that are recorded in the ksuba. They're tzon barzel. They're like iron. They stay for the woman. What is it? It's properties that go to the woman brings into the marriage. The husband gets all rights to it, but if there's death or divorce, he has a chiv to return that value. Tzon barzel, that value is like iron to her, it stays with her forever. It's gonna go back to her. The nechsei tzon barzel. The nechsei malug are different. The nechsei malug are properties that she keeps the guf, he gets to use the peiros. Malug, according to some Rishonim, is from the word maliga, to pluck. When you pluck out feathers, it's called maliga. So he gets to pluck out hana'a from the properties, but she is the one that keeps the guf, and at the death or divorce, then the property just goes back to her. But he doesn't have to worry about the depreciation of the properties. So those are the three types of properties that we have to figure out. Who is going to get it? So Beis Shammai says Yachloku, meaning you pay half the ksuba and the nechsei malug and the nechsei tzon barzel. Everything is split equally. That is Beis Shammai Yachloku. And Beis Hillel says not so simple. Ubeis Hillel Omrim. Beis Hillel says no. We have three here. Beis Hillel says nechasim becheskasan. The nechasim. This is talking about the nechsei tzon barzel. The tzon barzel, which, again, what's the case? She brings these properties into the marriage. It's recorded in the ksuba. He's able to use them as much as he wants. And then, death or divorce, he has to return that value. That value. Nothing less. So, those nechasim, hamosim echver alavaraya. They stay in the case, in the muchsak. The mission is just not clear. Who's the muchsak here? We can see it from the woman's point of view, from the husband's point of view. It's the woman's property, so to speak, because she brings it into the marriage, and she's going to get it. The history and the destiny of these items, the past and the future, is the woman. But the present is the husband. So the Mishnah says they stay in their muchsak status, whoever has them. It's just not clear who is that muchsak, and the Gemara is going to have a machlokes, who is that muchsak. But that's nechasim becheskasan. Ksuba, what about the payment of the ksuba, becheskas yarshe haba'al. That goes with the yarshe haba'al. Why? Because Beis Hillel holds until the ksuba is collected, who's the muhsak? The muhsak is the ba'al. The ba'al proved to me, the yarshim would say, that the husband died first, and therefore the ksuba is payable. Unless I know that, that's a suffix. Hamotzi mechaveir olav araya, the yarshe haba'al say, we're not paying the ksuba. So ksuba, becheskas yarshe haba'al. Nechasim, ha-nechnasim, va-yotzenima, the nechasim, the nechse melug, that go in and out with her, again, but it's not the value, right? The husband gets to use it. Becheskas yarshe ha'av. That's the yarshe ha'av, her father, because those are the kinyan aguf. She keeps that even throughout the marriage. Just that the baal has rights to use the peiros to pluck the malug, but she is the one that is considered muhsak. So Beis Hillel has all three different halachos for the three properties. Tosfos does wonder. Tosfos in the top line, Tema. If you say, right, we don't know what nechasim beches kasan means. The nechasim stay in the status of muhsak. But if you say beches kasan means yarshe ha'isha. Right, so then why, asks Tosfos, why did Beis Hillel say three separate lines? If two of them are going to the same recipient, just put those two together. If Beches Kasan means Yarshiyav, the Mishnah should have said, Nechasim vi Nechasim ha-Nechasim ha-Yotzenima, go to Yarshi Ha'av. Why did the Mishnah separate if those two have the same recipient? So Tosfos says, well, they're still not for the same reason. Right, still not for the same reason. Son Barzel and Nechse Malug are different. There are different reasons. That's not the same level of muhsak. Nichse malug, they're real. That's what Tosfos says on the fourth line. V'iglamemer de lo shavu b'taymayu. They're not exactly the same in the reason, as the Gemara is going as Tosfos is going to explain soon. Well, you know, let's wait with that, because the next Tosfos is going to explain it. The next Tosfos asks, what's the difference between this case and the case we had on yesterday's daf, where there was differences on halacha? Remember, yesterday's case was there's a suffix, who died first, the person or the father, the person or other morishim, and he left a couple of payments that were due, ksubis isha, balchov, and again, there's a machlokas between the yarshe ha'av and the ba'ale chovos. So there, Beis Shammai says, yachloku, and Beis Hillel says, nechasim beches kasan. Everything is beches kasan. So Tosfos asks, kashalari, in the second Tosfos, Maishna da hachamar nechasim beches kasan. Here, it says nechasim beches kasan. Beis Hillel says, the nechse tzon barzel are beches kasan, and the Gemara explains, at least according to one day, becheskas yarshe ha'isha, the isha keep the nechse tzon barzel, because she's going to get that in the future, and she had that bringing it into the marriage. And b'seifa, well, he asked, right, also from the next Mishnah, t'na nafal abayis alav alima, what if it falls on him and his mother, elu ve'elu me'elum she'achloku? There, even Beis Hillel agrees, yachloku. What's the difference between our case, where Beis Hillel does not say yachloku? If there's a real suffix, and again, the nechsei melug, those are easier to say, those are muhsak by the woman. She has that kinyan aguf throughout the marriage. Nechsei tzon barzel, not so clear. because she brings them in, then the husband has it. So that's more of a real suffix. He asked Tosfos, why does the Beis Hillel say Achloku there, like Beis Hillel says in the next Mishnah? Or if you say nechazan becheskas on here, why don't you say nechazan becheskas on there? Either way, why is there a difference between Beis Hillel Shita in this Mishnah and the next Mishnah? Tosva says v'tirates, second to last skinny line. The re answers the high tana sfirale Yerushas habal derabanan. We had a machlokas tanaim back in the eighth parak. Yerushas habal, most Yerushas daraisa. Most Yerusha, came out all Yerusha is a din to Araisa. Yerusha's Habal is different. The husband getting it, we discussed, that's a different type of Yerusha. That's the only Yerusha that's not a blood relative. Right? That goes by marriage. A son, a daughter, an uncle, a brother, that's all through blood. But Yerusha Habal is different. It's learned out from Sukkim, that we had at the beginning of the eighth parak. So maybe, explains Tosfos, that Tana holds Yerusha's Habal as Durabanan. Vilakach, Lo havi ela becheskas yarshei ha'isha. That's why the isha is stronger. The cheskas yarshei ha'isha is a stronger yerusha, and that's why we wouldn't say yachloku there. V'yafilu sfira leinami daraisa. And even if you want to say it's daraisa, you could still say it's different. Tosfos is acknowledging. Even if you want to say yerusha baal daraisa, yish lechalek v'lomar, it works differently. Kiva the yerusha baal eina mishum kurva. It's not because of a relative. Havi becheskas aisha. Therefore, the woman is more muchzak than the husband. Aval gabi nafal habayis alav va'al imo. But in the case of alav v'al imo in the next Mishnah, havi nami becheskas haben kamo mishum kurva. In our Mishnah, they're not equal. And that's why Beis Hillel doesn't just say yachlok in all the cases, because it's husband versus wife. Wife's relatives versus husband relatives. There's a step removed by the husband's relatives. That's Yerushas Habal, which is either Durabanan, and even if it's Daraisa, it's not the same type of Yerusha. While on the next Mishnah, they're both Mishum Kurva. They're both blood relatives, and therefore that's why it could be different. Tosfos continues and gives another answer on the second wide line. Veriti race to answer another chilek to gabe bal yesh lachshov yoser becheskas haisha, but from the husband's vantage point, then his wife has a stronger hold. Lafisha kamosha derech haisha mesa kodem baila kaderech baila lomus kodem haisha. Husbands and wives, is there a chazak of who dies first and earlier? Is there a normal behavior in the world? So, no, not really. Husbands and wives, Rachman al-Itzlan. Unlike that, below Yerushan ve'inzeh per'onis, that's not considered tragic. If the wife or the husband dies before the other one, those are both considered the way of the world. V'lakach lo samcha daita kulehai. Abel gabi ben ve'aim. De'im meis lifnei ha'aim have a per'onis. But if a son dies before a mother, that's tragic. That's not normal. That's peronus, right? Remember we had back in the beginning of the eighth parak, right? We asked on the Mishnah, why does the Mishnah give a tragic case first? So there, lahachi takinu hacha, gabinofa labayis alav alimo, shebeches kasa. That's why maybe we would say, it would go in a certain direction. Lefishu asid va'omeli rashas imo yosem asha asid habal irashas ishto. Maybe you go by what's considered more common and not peronus. That would also be a factor in these. In these cases. Good. Once we talk about ksuba also, we've mentioned often that the chiyuv ksuba is a unique type of chiyuv, right? The Gemara here is saying that the ksuba goes to cheskas yarshei habal, that the baal is the one, meaning they don't have to pay the ksuba, because we have a suffix, whether it's owed, and therefore it is not payable. The ksuba is a different type of chiyuv, though, than even other baalei chovos, right? Even whatever one would say by a regular shtar, one might say differently by a ksuba. We know there's a general machlokes, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, which we're going to get to, about shtar ha'omei ligvos. If there is a shtar that is omei to be collected, so do we consider that kugavi dami or not kugavi dami? Do we say it's as if it's already collected? If there's a shtar, that creates a real lien on the property, and the malva has a hold on the property. Whatever you say there, it could be different by a ksuba, because a ksuba is somewhat removed. We know when a ksuba is signed before a wedding, ksuba, again, is not the obligations of the husband that he takes upon himself before the marriage. Before the marriage. They're not married yet, and by the chasen's tish, right, when he picks up that pen or that handkerchief, the chiyuvim already start. Chiyuvim start already. Our minug is to read the ksuba under the chuppah. That's a minug going back to the days of Rashi. But that's to create a hefsek between the erusin and the nisuin. But even without reading the ksuba, you know, the chiyuvim kick in. So what chiyuvim are there? It's not payable yet. It's a ksuba. It's only payable based on, maybe it will be payable, maybe it won't be, based on death or divorce of the husband. But the way that Reb Chaim says it in the Grach al Hashas, it's a chiyuv to be mischayev. Right? Regular, I borrow money, that's a chiyuv to pay you at a certain time. But a ksuba is one step removed. It's a chiyuv to be mischayev myself if a certain event occurs, so that can be better or worse. It seems to be a little more distant in a certain sense, but it also is recorded, and he accepts obligations right now. It's a special din that we have. And we know machlokas, daraisa, derabanan, pashas we hold, the Rambam holds that ksuba is a chiyuv derabanan, even though there are daraisa elements to it, right? You don't have to go so far in the Rambam and Hilchos Ishus to know that ksuba has some recognition on a daraisa level. The first line, the koteret, the title, where the Rambam, the beginning of every set of halachas, gives a one-liner for every mitzvah that he's going to discuss. So as we know, the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah to get married against other Rishonim. The Rambam holds Kiddushin is a separate mitzvah from Pru Revu. The Rambam formulates the mitzvah, Lisa Isha, Biksuba, the Kiddushin. That's the mitzvah, to get married with Ksuba and Kiddushin. So that's pretty amazing, considering the Rambam later on holds that Ksuba was a Takana Durabanan, Shlote Kala Bein of Lahotzia. And yet the Rambam here says, in the formulation of the mitzvah. So it could be that even if the Torah didn't, it wasn't mischayev it, once the Rabbanan created it, it became part of the mitzvah d'araisa. Lisa isha b'ksuba v'kiddushin. Or the next mitzvah, shalot tibal isha below ksuba v'kiddushin. Again, ksuba makes a showing, even a recognition on a d'araisa level. And the Rambam does this other times as well, when he would take a din d'Rabbanan and explain how it has d'araisa ramifications. So just one other example, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, where the Rambam discusses the Nefilchas Avel. The mitzvahs I say, midirabban, and the Rambam says, levaker cholim, and lenachem avelim, and lavos hameis, and lachnasas orchim, and hachnasas kala. All the mitzvahs derabbanan of Bein Adam L'Chaver, the Rambam goes through, and that's where he says, levayas orchim is greater than all the others. But at the end of that Rambam, the Rambam says that even though they're all chiyuvei derabbanan, they are all under the larger rubric of v'yahavta l'reacha kamocha. They're on a daraisa level, recognized, even though midrabanan, they're obligated, but once you do them, midaraisa, they are recognized. That might be part of the issue by ksuba too. The technical details of ksuba are derabanan, but it has an impact on a daraisa level, and that's even why in our standard ksubas, that lashon is used. The chazi lechi midaraisa. We use that lashon, even though Rov Rishon and Paskin, that ksuba is derabanan, different suggestions given what the daraisa means. Money that's recognized on a derabbanan level, but it can even be ksuba. Ksuba has some daraisa ideas related to it. Okay, so continuing the Gemara now. So the Mishnah, the first question is going to be, what does Beis Hillel mean? Again, Beis Hillel said, the nechsei tzon barzel stay in whose chazaka they are. Nechasim bechezkasan. So we said, who does that mean? Nechsei melog, we know who's the mochzak. That's the isha is mochzak, because that the guf stays with her. Who is the mochzak by ksuba? The baal. But who's the mochzak by the nechsei tzon barzel? That's not so clear. So, bechezkas mi. Who's the mochzak? And again, it's a very similar question to maybe what we discussed. Kinyan payers, kinyan aguf, or lav kinyan aguf. Maybe it relates to that. But here we have a machlokas. Bechezkas mi. Argirsa is Reb Yochanan, the Bach flips them, but we'll go with our girsa. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Becheskas Yarshe Habal. It's the muchzak to the Yarshe Habal because he has the rights to use them in the marriage. That's the nechsei tzon barzel. Rabbi Lazar Omar Becheskas Yarshe Aisha. No, she's the one that brought it into the marriage. She's the one that Vaday has it recorded that she gets it when the marriage finishes. So therefore, she is considered the muchzekes. Becheskas Yarshe Haisha. Third opinion, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Bishum Bar Kapara Amar, Yachloku. Right, we're not sure. We'll see why. V'chaytani Bar Kapara, Hoel V'halalu Ba'in Lirash, V'halalu Ba'in Lirash, Yachloku. They're both coming, Mitam Yerusha, and therefore Yachloku. This is the line where Tosfos got what he said before from. And that is, in the previous Mishnah, they're both Ba'in Lirash, but it's not the same. If it's the husband versus the, I take it back. This is what Tosfos said in the first line, meaning this is explaining our Mishnah, meaning it's the husband and the wife. They're both coming mitam Yerusha, and therefore Yachloku. Even though, I shouldn't say this is a right, but Tosfos would have to acknowledge, even though one is a different type of Yerusha than the other one, right? One is Yerusha's Haba'al, and one is the Yerusha's Ha'aim. and the Isha, still, they're both coming mitam, some type of Yerusha, and therefore Yachloku says, Reish Lakish, in the name of Bar Kapara, I think that's how it's going to be. The Rashbam also helps explain, Shaharei, the fourth, third skinny line, Shaharei L'shnei HaMishtayin is Chazaka. Right? In both, to both of them, the husband and the wife, they both have some type of Chazaka. Again, the Ksuba, the husbands, Yarshim are Muchsekes. And the Nichsei Malug, the Isha is Muchsekes. But here, they both have a Taina. As we explained, he hanalas le mi beavuha, right? That's written in the Ksuba, that what she brought in from her father's house, vahu mi tok shekibal achrayas alav. And because he was makabal achrayas on them, knaan, he is kona them, vahare hein kimamono. And they are like his mamon. So once you're makabal achrayas on something, it's like your mamon, and therefore, he would be muhsak, partially, at least potentially, in terms of Yerusha, right? That is a concept that comes up in many places also. Once someone is responsible for something, they are kona it to a certain extent. Right? We have that discussion by Mashkon, Balchov kona Mashkon, right? Is it really mine? I'm responsible for it. Discuss what level, right? The din of Rabbi Yitzchak, Balchov kona Mashkon, is that a din? What level of his chayvus does a guardian of a Mashkon have? Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar. One, or we discussed this in the past in the context of Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechas Psachim discusses that a shomer is chayiv in Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei. What level shomer does one have to be? If I'm a shomer chinam, is that enough to be mechayiv in Bal Yira Bal Yimatzei of somebody else's property? Or does it have to be more? A shoel, you might say for sure. A shoel has kinyanim, a shoel is allowed to use it. But what about just chovas achrayas? What about responsibility? Shomer chinam, shomer sachar, is that good enough? But again, that is another area to look at in terms of achrayas creating kinyanim. But that's the language of the Rashbam right here. Right? When a person accepts achrayas, they are kona it in a certain extent. Vahare hein kimamono, and they are it is like the mamon of the husband. At least he has a claim, and therefore, when Beis Hillel says the chasam b'ches kasan, they split it. Okay, next Mishnah says the Mishnah nafal habayis alav al imo. If the house falls on him and now on his mother, so what do we have? We had him and his father, right? That was on yesterday's daf. We had man and wife, and now we have man and his mother. So nafal habayis alav al imo. So elav elu modin sheyachloku there. Everybody, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel both agree Yachloku in that case. Why? Why is this different than the earlier cases? Why is this different? So the Rashbam explains on the last couple of skinny lines. Dishnei Abad Bikov Kainas Yerusha Zachasim, because they're both coming, both the mother and the child. Right? What's the case here? The child must have relatives that didn't come from the mother. Let's say the child has paternal brothers that are not related to the mother. They don't share a mother. So his paternal brothers say, we want the property. The mother died first, and then our brother, and now we want the property. And the Yarshim of the mother say, no, the son died first, and then the mother's property goes to us. So, as the Rashbam, why is this different than the earlier cases? Remember, there's no husband here. They're both coming with a claim. Vilo dummy, says the Rashbam. Lenafal habayis alav alaviv. This is not similar to the case that we had two Mishnayis ago. Dilael, tahasam zeba mikoch Yerusha, vizeba b'tayne shtarchov. That was Shtarchov versus Yerusha, and therefore it wasn't equal. V'gam nafal habayis alav alishto, and also the previous Mishnah that we just discussed. Yesham nechasim shemuchzak v'en baila, v'yesham nechasim shemuchzak asa isha b'cheska zaviya. We said there, there's different muchzakis, the ksuba to him, and the nechsei malug to her. So there was muchzakis. But here explains the Rashbam, aval hacha, first medium line, kol anachasim, Hochzaka bahem v'kanasan la'achar mos baila va'avad koach baila v'zchusa mehem. The husband's out of the picture. So both the mother and the son have certain rights. V'kivan sheshneim ba mikoach b'chesk ba'in b'cheskas Yerusha v'toveya kol echad kol anachasim havei safik v'safik v'chalkin. And therefore we split it. There's no one that has more rights than than others. Also interesting, pretty unusual, but the halacha l'maisa, the Rashbam quotes that he was asked by certain rabbanim about a certain case related. You see on the first, the last medium line, v'alzos nish'alti me rabosai shebelotir. Right, I was asked, he quotes a tshuva here, tshuva from the Rashbam, about a similar case that came up. Okay, we're not going to read it though right now. Let's go back to the Mishnah. So the house falls on him and his mother, so that's a case of Yachloku. Everybody agrees. Beishama and Beisila. Amar Rabbi Akiva, mode ani bazeh, shanachasem becheskasan. No. I hold here, I admit. What is I admit? The Rashbam says he just used the Lashon of Moda because the Tanakama used the Lashon of Modim, Sheyachloku. So he's not Moda to anything. He's arguing, a regular case of Machlokas. But he just uses the Lashon of Moda to be parallel to the Tanakama's Lashon of Moda. But Rabbi Akiva says, no. I think Beis Hillel argues here too. Right? He says, Moda ani bazesh, and Achazim becheskasan. I think Beis Hillel would agree here that the Achazim are becheskasan in our case. Who is the Muchzak? We don't know. Again, that's unclear, but says Rabbi Akiva, I think there's a machlokes here as well. Let's finish the Mishnah, and then we'll make a comment. Amar lo ben Azai. Ben Azai says to Rabbi Akiva, I'm sorry. Ala chalukin anu mitzvrin. Ala shabas la chalik alinu tashavim. We have so many arguments between Bisham and Basilo. We'd rather limit them, and you're trying to add on. We finally have one space. Like, okay, they agree. You're another. No, they argue. What we want shalom. Says Ben Azai, you're adding on another machlokas that we at least have another opinion that there's no machlokas. So he was very upset. Ben Azai was very upset that Rabbi Akiva said that there's a machlokas here about Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shammai and Beis Hillel, we know, we mentioned this a couple of days ago. That's a different type of machlokas than the other machlokos in Shas. Right? No, generally, the Gemara doesn't reject totally from the halacha lemaisa, a shita. We paskin like a certain shita. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shlakish, we'll paskin like a certain daya. But in Brachis and elsewhere, Beis Shammai, Beis Makom, Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Right? Only there, right? We have the one of the first stories in Shas, not the first one. Rabbi Yehuda Anasi knows that we have to bring everybody in, right? The first parak in Shas has two stories. The rest of Shas doesn't have so many stories. But the first parak in Shas, he has two stories. Rabbi Tarfon, right? What did he do? He lay down and he read Kriya Shema like Beis Shammai. And I was masakeing myself. There's something different about following Beis Shammai Shita. Because that was a Shita that was, nidche from Halacha based on the Baskol, right? Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Elu ve'elu devil kim chayim, ba'adol ha'halacha is like Beis Hillel. Or the Mesul Sisharim writes in one place that it's more dangerous because Beis Shammai is a whole group of people, right? It's not just like one person. So that could really be a danger of creating two toros in Yadus. So that's why maybe Ben Azai is more upset here, saying, "Come on, we had a shalom, we didn't have a machlokas, and you're eating on another machlokas." You know, he's very upset about that. It's interesting. Tosfos here quotes the Rashi in Masechet Bamatzia. Rashi in Bamatzia says that Rabbi Akiva is a Talmud of Beis Shammai. That's what the Rashi in Bamatzia says. Tosa says, no, that's not true. Even though here, Rabbi Akiva is commenting on the machloka of Shammai Beis Hillel, and says, the Tosa is, Eim lefarish, k'mosh appears Rashi in Bamatzia, to Rabbi Akiva shamuti have, mitamide Beis Shammai. You can't say that. Tosfos says, number one, to Allah Kosa Mechaver, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. We never paskin like Beis Shammai. V'kam perakama di Yavamis. In Yavamis, we have Rabbi Akiva arguing on Beis Shammai. V'od, ma bas lona l'chalik et sashovin. Kivan de Beis Shammai modabad, r'chazam echazkasan, koshkem Beis Hillel. So he says, it can't be. And if you look in the Shidim Kubetzes, there in Bamatzia, he adds on a few more tainas that Rabbi Akiva cannot be a Talmud of Beis Shammai. He says, so we would never pass like Rabbi Akiva. This is the rush in the Shidim Kubetzes in Bamatzia Lamed Zayin. Umefarish birush akiechid amrina de Rabbi Elazar shamutihu. V'yavagad Rabbi Akiva ayam atamid Rabbi Eliezer. And even though Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, gam hayam itamid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva had more than one Rabbi. He didn't only learn by Rabbi Eliezer, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, he also learned by Rabbi Yeshua. Shayim itamidei Beis Hillel. V'Rabbi Eliezer atzmo, hayam itamidei Beis Hillel. And even Rabbi Eliezer, who is called Shamuti in the Gemara, also learned like Beis Hillel. Where do you know that from? You know that from the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, there were five Talmidim to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had. Five Talmidim. Vitani Besof, Perak Ayashan, Shmon and Talmidim Hayelola Hillel HaZakkai. And we know We had it earlier, Baba Basra, right? We had it here, it's here in Sukkah. There were 80 students to Hillel HaZaken. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was one of those students. And, right, Rabbi Elazar was one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So it all flows from Hillel. So Rabbi Elazar also must not have been exclusively a Shamuti. V'hada Amrina Rabbi Elazar Shamuti hu shahaya note achar beishamai l'chol devrayim. He had other Rebbeim, but he generally followed their Shita, says the Rush. V'ilul Rabbi Akiva ashkechan dekoy ke beis Hillel, but very often Rabbi Akiva did not like go like that. Rabbi Akiva went like beis Hillel very often, v'chulu, and therefore the Tosas a Rush there, and Tosas here say that Rabbi Akiva is not a Talmud of Beis Shammai, even though that's what Rashi says there in Bamitzia on Daf Lamed Zayin. And v'chul. Fine. Let's continue. Says the Gemara. There's a granat here. If you want to also look on the discussion of Rashi and Tosfos here, the granat in Sim Kuf Sadi Beis, but we're not going to go into that right now. Says the Gemara. So what did Rabbi Akiva say? I see here the Nechasim are Beches Kasson. So who's the Muchsak here? The mother or the son? Beches Kas Mi. Rabbi Ila Omar Becheskas Yarshe Ha'im. Becheskas Yarshe Ha'im, the mother. Rabbi Zeir, why? Because she is the one that for sure got it from the father. She had it, and we know she had it until the death. And we'll see the Gemara is going to say Beferish also a reason. That is Rabbi Ila. Rabbi Zeir, Omar Becheskas Yarshe Ha'ben. Rabbi Zeir says, no, the Ben gets it. Becheskas Yarshe Ha'ben, that's who gets the property. Machlokas. Kisalig Rabbi Zeir. When Rabbi Zeir went up to Eretz Yisrael, come Beshitasid Rabbi Ela. So he switched. He switched Shitos, and he went like Rebbe, went real like Rebbe Ela. The Bach takes out the next five words of Kam Rabbi Shilatzi to Rebbe Zera. But I'm Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera says, Shema Mina, I switch Shitos. Now I really understand it. What does that tell me? Shema Mina, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machim. The heir of Eretz Yisrael makes one wise. Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machim. And that's why, says Rebbe Zera. Rebbe Zera was one of the famous Amoraim that went up to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said at the end of Ksubis, some of his Rebbeim didn't want him to make Aliyah, and he made Aliyah anyway. Rebbe Zeira says, Avira de Eretz Yisrael Machim. V'taim amai. And therefore, what's the reason though? Lamaisa, we'll get back to that statement. What's the reason that he went to Rebbe Ela, that the mother is more Muchsekes? Amar Abaya, Hoel Behuchska Nachla, Beoso Shevet. It was ready Muchsek in that Shevet. The mother for sure has it. Yarshind, from her property. Her husband for sure died before her. And therefore, it's not gonna go to the son, which could be a different Shevet. The mother was from a different Shevet before before she got married. This was, Rabbi Zeira, Avira de Eretz Yisrael is Machim. Actually, the Rambam, if you look in Hilchos Nachlos, in Perakei Alachavav, the Rambam gives a different reason. He passes like the Mishnah, but he gives a different reason. Doesn't quote the reason of Hol Vahuchska Nachla Boso Ashevet. The Rambam in Nachlos has a different reason, and Eben Azel there discusses why the Rambam would give a different reason. The Rambam says, Mishanaf imav, he has both of them the same halacha. Aval imnafal abayis alav al imo, mabidir is nichse ha'im, becheskas yarshe ha'im. Sheheim yarshim vadoim. Because they're vada yarshim. She had it, and now they're going to get it. Aval yarshe ha'ben safe came. Sheim meisa ben trila, ein lo achiv me'avid benichse imo klum, kumosha bi'arnu. So he says it's suffik and vadai. That's different than what our Mishnah says, what our Gemara says in terms of hova huchzaka, but also hashevet. But either way, this is avir de'eretz yisrael as machkim. Related to this is the Gemara in Bamitzia. If you remember, we had on daf pehei where when Rabbi Zeira went to Eretz Yisrael, he fasted for days in order to forget his Torah learning from Bavel. Unbelievable. The Gemara says there, Rabbi Zeira, Kisolik La'arad Yisrael, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Yosef Me'atanisa, he fasted 100 days. 100 days. Fasts. Dilishtakech Gemara Bavla Amine. To forget the Torah from Bavel. Kiheche Dilo Nitradei. So that they wouldn't be, matrid him when he came to Eretz Yisrael. Rashi quotes there, Kisha'ala Eretz Yisrael, Lo Mon Mipi Rabbi Yochanan, Va'amoram Shem Eretz Yisrael, Lo Hayu B'nei Machlokes. V'nochin zelazeh, kishman, right? They were much more laid back. So therefore, he wanted, in his derech halimud that we had earlier, he didn't want to bring to Eretz Yisrael. Then he fasted another 100 tanesim, unbelievable. That's Rabbi Zeira. That's this Rabbi Zeira, right? If somebody took the avir de Eretz Yisrael so seriously, right, that is what he did. The Marsha here also discusses it. Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machim. Interesting, the Chashuk Echemet here discusses, there was a story in Chutz Laris, there was a father who was having some trouble with his son, and, his son wasn't being matzliach so much in his learning, so he asked, should I go to Eretz Yisrael for a couple of weeks? Avir de Eretz Machkim. Maybe that would give him some new insight and some chachma. So the Chashuk Chemed discusses here, well, does that apply even if you just go for a visit? Avir de Eretz Yisrael? Like even for a visit, even if you're not planning to live there? Is Avir de Eretz Machkim there? Like all the examples in the Gemara of Avir de Eretz Yisrael, that's more of, you know, people are going to live there, right? Or they go there for a certain extended period of time, right? Not just to visit. He doesn't quote it, but that might be connected to the 2 days of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos discusses, is there the mitzvah of Ish of Eretz Yisrael if you just go for a visit? We know there's a chazal that every dalet amos in Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. Call a holy dalet amos, take 4 steps. Amazing. But what about the mitzvah of Ish of Eretz Yisrael? So those are 2 days in the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Shabbos, in Reish Mem Ches. That siman is about taking trips during the week. Am I allowed to take a long trip on a Wednesday, on a Thursday? Do I have to leave on a Sunday? Within 3 days of Shabbos, when I know I might have to be, if I go on a boat, I know there's going to be Chilul Shabbos. Right, so that's the sugya in Masechta Shabbos, but it's discussed here. So there's a difference whether you're going Letzorach Mitzvah or not. Letzorach Mitzvah might be different than not Letzorach Mitzvah. Right, that's what Siv Dalet. Somebody's going to a Shayara. Hayotim b'Shayara b'Midbar. Fa'akol yodim sheim tzrichim l'chal Shabbos. And everyone knows that it's going to be Chil Shabbos on the boat. Ki mipnei ha'sakana lo yuchlu la'akev b'Midbar b'Shabbos l'vadam. Shlosh yom kodem ha'Shabbos. So if it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, you're allowed to go. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're not allowed to go. Because then you already have to foresee Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch says, v'ha'ola le'eretz Yisrael. But if somebody's making going to Eretz Yisrael, im nizdam nelo shayara afilu be'erev Shabbos, even if it's a Friday, kivan didvar mitzvah hu yachol lifrosh. Uposik imam lishbos, you could even go on a Friday. What does that mean? Ola Eretz Yisrael. Magen Avraham sivkatan tezvav. V'davka al das lehis yashev. Only if you're going to live there. V'yesh omrim, afilu manas lachzer, kivan da afilu mahalik dalaramas be'eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahi. Amazing. 2 different days. So I'm not sure if that would connect, but maybe that would connect to this question of the Chashuk Yechemed of Avira De'eret Yisrael. Does that principle apply even if one goes for a visit or not? The Ritva has a beautiful lashon in Ksubis where this comes up. It comes up there about on Daf Ayin Hey that we have to... there's a special bracha for those who dream of Tzion, those who live there, and those who wish to get there. Right, the Gemara says there, L'Tzion Yomar, Ish V'Ish Yuladba, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Echad HaNoladba, V'Echad HaMetzapa L'Rosa. Those who are born there and live there, and those who wish to see it. Pirish, the Ritva there, in Ksubis Ayin Hei quotes, Avira Machkimle, V'Zoche Baba Yeshivasa. Right, there's a special chachma that's given. Lefisha yatsa, and if you go from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's an even greater bracha. Lefisha yatsa mitumas eretz hagoyim v'nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. V'gam ki kishadam lo mei chuslim komo koveya tamudo yotzer. V'chulu. And he continues and says the uniqueness of learning in Eretz Yisrael, the chachma of Eretz Yisrael, but that's right here. Rabbi Zeira says, I changed my mind because Avira de Eretz Yisrael is machkim. Good. So who do we paskin like? So again, we paskin like Rabbi Zeira, and we paskin like Rabbi Akiva, right? They gave the machlokas within Rabbi Akiva what he meant by nechasim becheskasan. And okay, there's others issues here, but we'll stop here. B'Hashem, we'll continue B'Hashem tomorrow with the next gap. Tomorrow we have again a couple of important lashonos in general for Yerusha. Tachas avasecha yubanecha, and B'Hashem, we will continue as tomorrow we have the last daf in the 9th parak of Maseches Baba Basra. Again, today's daf was sponsored by the Orlinsky family in memory of Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Usher HaKohen, a survivor of Auschwitz, and the neshama should have an aliyah.